for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. So we're going to chit-chat about our 5D relationships. If you're a mystic, you will know of your oversoul, and you might have a twin flame, you might not, but we're going to use this title because we're talking about building secure attachment relationships, and I want to integrate everyone, and that's mystics included, so that they can hear about the difference between a 5D mystic, enlightenment, functional adult, oversoul relationship. And that's because of, not only, thankfully for me, not having any shame. So I have a healed inner child, and therefore I was never disowned, and I was never on Elsa's journey. I've always known we're all different. And it's okay to be different. I'm not defective. So I don't have a shame button. I have a Jesus button I have a love button. I have a equanimity button. I have a, I know when I'm going to be a teenager with a three-year-old, and I don't have the, what's the word? Blinders. Yeah, I don't have blinders to my ego self. So I know that I can be just as temperamental as any other adaptive child out there, but I'm not an adaptive child, because that's the difference, is I'm aware of myself. And so when you have self-awareness, means you have complete visibility of your emotional spectrum. With attachment and trauma informed, I've just gotten better at how to explain to you why people don't know how to be their authentic self. As a 5D mystic, I had noticed that tapping into the plane of our lovely infinite consciousness doesn't mean anything when it comes to the people of our oversoul. And that was already clear as a teenager, but it became clearer with my twin flames and soulmates. And that's where the lovely Akashic downloads and so past life regression that can come through for those of us who are mystics in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, because we don't get lost again. So healed inner child, you have to be yourself, the human, use your word, use your name, use the word of I can be just as selfish as anybody else and I won't be, by choosing to be Pacha, a kind person. Doesn't mean you're kind, doesn't mean anything to anyone. It means something inside your heart. You know when you're being open-hearted, you know when you're not. Okay, so when people have attachment wounds, which can happen from their 0-1-year-old for abuse, neglect, and not basically getting consistent contingent communication, they will not be emotionally available to healthy self-worth partners. That also means they will not be emotionally, mentally, or physically available to leading their own healthy lifestyle unless they figure out that it's not cool to drink and fuck and do drugs all the time. You're going to lead yourself to death real quickly that way, right? So if you look to Hangover or Mean Girls or any shitty movie as a way to live life, well, you're ignoring what is not a elephant in the room. You're ignoring basic, what I'm going to say, basic guidelines to inner and outer health. But that's where we have a bunch of people who are online living, and they grow popular because of their actual way of being. The movies show that emotions in relationships are adaptive child, maladaptive child behaviors. You see codependent type human beings all over the place. And then none of them know a independent 0-1-year-old until they do. Here's where, as a solo polyamory person, I can tell you all about why I know for a fact that a person can own their brain if they want, because I know people that do. I know human beings who know how to recognize when they're being, what's the word, stupid, but they won't use that word, okay? So, but I'm going to use that word right now. So the people who walk off the island of Pinocchio with the ears and the tails, that's what I'm talking about, okay? Because if somebody is in a shithole, they've hit rock bottom, that means they either end up in a therapist room or they end up in jail somewhere or they end up in the street somewhere, okay? So when we have people like Gabor Mate, who's looking out for the people in the street, and all the great mental health professionals, okay? So the ones who want to yell about all the stuff, they're just yelling. They're not helping anything. They're other Elsa-type journey people. Let's leave those to the side right now because I want to talk about relationships. But what I'm trying to get to is if you're a 5D mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, functional adult, you're a actual divine feminine, which means your oversoul, it's all parts of you, number one. So it's personal. But you learn how to not make it personal because it's none of your business, three-year-old. You're not here to nurture every single human being out there because that's actually, thanks, mom, don't go around tending to my emotions. I'm the mom, you're the kid. That's what an inner child gets taught by a child-centric environment human being who knows you're not emotionally mature yet. I'm going to teach you how to be your own self, to take care of yourself emotionally speaking so you can be sensitive. You can be mad, okay? So lovingly acceptance, not working for love, and also having basic emotions, all of them, no suppression. That's why I have no shame, but also because my embodied brain, me, Maria, the human being here, I have drivers like you do. So people want to create a story out of why we will end up being who we are. I have news, miracle. Let's see, the belief in ourselves as a part of source, and therefore our belief that anything is possible. Oh, excuse me, that's miracle. Yes, then belief in our sense of self-worth based on our gifts and talents and strong connection again to source. Okay, wait a minute. They keep using the word source. We're going to get to dark matter, dark energy in a minute. Remembrance supports our memory of everything that we have gone through as a soul and body, providing us with valuable information and tools to flow gracefully with and in this life. Yes, okay, so here, wait. Let's do also Merkaba. Let me not forget about this. Supports our ability to use our consciousness to traverse into other layers of reality and dimensions. It activates our access to our Akashic inheritance as well, merging the totality of our experiences into our present to serve our highest purpose. Yes, so my highest purpose is being Maria. I, again, said inner child, no healing needed. I'm healed. I'm all over the place. Slap me everywhere you want. So when you hear the whole source thing, well, source is dark matter, dark energy. Basically, thank you, Sadhguru. When your humanity overflows, there you go. Divinity descends. Let's get in Daniel Siegel. Thank you, Daniel. With integration of the brain, I can maintain consciousness. Oh, look and behold. I got an ego in front of me. Okay, so I'm the human translator is what I am. And right now, what I'm trying to do here is that our gifts and talents, we all have them. They can be weaknesses. They can be strengths. I can be a piece of shit. I could not. The point is my gifts and talents is they don't. I was watching this interview. It was a good one. It's a good one, although I don't agree with everything. But this is where he was saying, you know, people, when you go on a scale, we got averages. And then we got some geniuses. They're not all geniuses, the ones who succeed. No. They tend to be in like the average. And then, you know, they can wield their brain effectively. Okay. And some of them, they're not actually wielding all of it. But we're going to leave that one alone. You wield all of your brain when you show up fully and completely with full communication that comes in and out from your heart and the truth of, you know, a flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable brain who knows about passion. Knows about heart and throat. So you have a whole divine masculine, divine feminine. When you meet healthy, self-worth, divine masculines, which I've met, thank goodness, I know exactly what it takes to be a healthy, self-worth, divine masculine. The same thing it took to be a healthy, self-worth, divine feminine. Difference is I don't have no attachment wound. It's the only difference. So I have no shame. Didn't go through any shame whatsoever. I just went through, if you can't say something nice, say nothing. And I learned that really well. And then Jesus, forgive Maria, turn that cheek, and God, don't be like anybody else and treat others the way we want to be treated. It was very straightforward. So I wasn't fear-mongered into being a person that would show acceptance, love, and respect. No, I was determined. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, home. Thank you, twin. Thank you, everybody. Okay, so I got lucky. We're going to use that word because I got lucky, and I can share with you your oversoul. They are parts of you. And doesn't matter what downloads you get. It doesn't matter what shitty, quote-unquote, ness of emotional unavailable crap that they got going on. At the end of the day, Divine Feminine will not turn their back on their own oversoul. It's personal, but it's not. Because I know how to be in a state of compassion. What that means is I recalibrate to my ventral vagal nervous system. And so I'm in a higher social engagement system. It also means I know I'm meaningless. It means I'm not meaningful. No. Meaningless. I'm Shiva. Meaning, if a person is going to continue the whole shame cycle, inner critic, outer critic, drinking, drugging, fucking, doing that shit over and over again, they're going to do Hangover. Difference is Hangover is a movie, and as always in the movies, nothing happens because it's a movie. In real life, shit happens, and when somebody can't look themselves in the mirror and actually, you know, before they hit rock bottom, figure the fuck, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah, for me to watch that, it's basically quote-unquote torture. Thankfully, I don't have any people that have to watch torture themselves to death, because I also won't sit and not say anything about it. That's what a divine feminine, I'm not going to treat you like a piece of shit. And I'm going to say, your inner well-being, your outer well-being, are you planning on dying sometime soon? Because I'm pretty sure I don't give a shit about how many girls, women, men, whatever you want to fuck, go fuck. I'm thinking about all the substances. Your body's deteriorating. Are we serious? You know, like just saying, do you want to die? Because I mean, so I've presented this equation to a human being once, not in the same exact form. And this is a person who I believe is doing better because they found purpose. So when you learn about those who have suicidal idealization, I take courses so that I can help people who want to get better and so that I can spot anything out there. No, it's because I support people that want to be their self and I want to help people. And so I just know information and then I spot things and I then can connect it to the psych education that I'm learning. That's why I'm woo-woo sort of science lady. The mystic is a bonus. And it's a bonus only because for me, it's not something that I feel that is weighing anything down. Thanks, Mom, because I'm not your mother and I don't want to be. So when twin flames, soulmates, and any download and anything that is in the immediate or extended, you know what I found out with my immediate oversoul is that they are just as equally capable of staying in the karma wheel as the rest of the Elsa people on their journey. And they're all Pinocchios with tails and ears. And, you know, it's funny for me because I watch from afar because they won't come near me at a certain point because I ain't going to lie to you in your face. Again, I won't lie. And my eyes don't lie. I can't lie. None of us can, FYI. So when you look into my eyes, you're going to see what I feel. So this human being that I was talking about, he got better because he got a good job. So he has a role. He means something. So he knows that he needs to get better, but it's because he feels. And suicidal idealization, I brought it in because one of the ways to help a person not want to kill themselves is by helping them to find their meaning. But they have to be the ones to also, you know, you need to want to live. Otherwise, I can try and share with you all the meaning in the fucking world if you still want to throw your shit in the head hole. I'm just cursing right now because thinking of all these people that think they're living a high life by doing things that seem ridiculous as a grown woman. Okay, I'm just saying, like, I cannot fathom having to hear somebody want to use the word smart and then, you know, again. So long story short, I've accepted that their obliviousness to their self-treatment is because they are not capable of getting a handle on Patrick Tiahan or somebody good about attachment trauma on YouTube. You know, like they don't seem to be able to get a handle on free information online. They like the stories. Okay, but long story short, this human being, he got given a job, and luckily, as I saw him get better, once I heard about the job, I was like, okay, that's why he's now not getting as drunk as he was, and he's managing his alcoholism, which obviously, at that point, one would say then he's not necessarily an alcoholic. Well, you know, the dependencies that people have is because they lack connection. Okay, so there's a lot of things we could talk about. What I'm trying to get to is, even if I am meaningless, I know this, I will not cease to reach out and make sure a person I know that I love knows that I love them, because I want to say I love you. And it doesn't mean that I'm going to be meaningful to your journey of well-being. No, I know already. I, human being Maria, was proven this a long time ago. And I always will remember my two most important lessons. I already learned them. And I learned them from the very people that you learn how your inner child is going to be able to know I'm a child who's now a grown-up. And I'm an emotionally and mentally and physically mature child that is a grown-up. And I'm not going to find meaning, purpose, anything within the emotional plane of whether it's my mother or fathers or sisters or brothers, whoever the fuck you are, I mean nothing if you don't find meaning in your emotional plane for yourself. All I will be is not even a sweet candy, because you know what? To me, the fact that you might be, what's the word, feel a little special, a little gooey ooey or whatever it is that comes when a person will come and be in that moment of I share love with you. Because see, I know exactly how that is too, because I got plenty of human suffering love group people that are in my life. I'm not oblivious to when somebody's coming to get a quote unquote hit of let me feel safe and supported, because nobody's going to judge me. To me, it's not torture, because I was already aware of all this as a teenager. I grew up, thought people would grow up, but they didn't, and now I know the attachment and trauma information, which is people have a shame cycle. It's called an inner critic and outer critic, and then they go and do those self-soothing mechanisms, which are not cool in any way, shape, or form. Okay, so we don't give people silent treatment. We don't react to somebody being chaotic or being cold and indifferent. Our only response will be to tell you what we think directly, not hide any of our emotions, and do it however the fuck it comes up, and not give a shit. Because I don't give a shit about how I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be looking for conversation. That's what I'm going to be doing when I'm telling you shit. I'm not going to be trying to prove anything. I'm going to say, hey, want to talk? Because I know some shit's going down. And when you show me that you don't want to talk, well, then I'm going to know that you're not emotionally mature and that I cannot make you be emotionally mature, because it's called I'm not emotionally available to you because I don't want to be. And if you have trauma and you don't know about attachment trauma, you're going to continue being an oblivious, completely unaware human being. Okay, so people don't choose to be oblivious to their inner and outer well-being. The human being that I used as an example, let me keep using him. He is adorable. I love this man. He quote unquote, not embarrassed me. He made me aware of how much I mean to him as a friend when my family came to visit. And he embarrassed me. I felt really shy when he was just trying his best to tell my family what I mean. And he made it was a funny thing. But I was like, wow, because, you know, he doesn't talk a lot. And really, he doesn't make sense a lot of times, I have to say, because he's usually drunk and being stupid. So I'm like, okay. So anyways, I had noticed that he got better. And when I found out about his job, because it's with the police, I was like, okay, now I understand why he's getting better. But it made me happy. And I also saw that he's open a little bit to himself. But when I addressed his drinking habits with him, and I did it more than once, because see, at the beginning, this man would not speak to me. This is the most interesting of all things. Okay, when you're a 5D mystic, this is why you don't go around saying, oh, that's an energy vampire, that's a dark aura. No, you don't do any of that. This human being, the first two or three times I was near them, it was like they didn't hear my voice. Then the second time I was like actually speaking to him, I'm like, this guy doesn't hear me. I'm like, what the fuck? This is not possible. You know, so I tried even harder. I like literally went around, looked at him in the eyes and spoke directly to him. And it was like I was a fucking ghost. And I was like, okay, now I am just totally at a loss. But he didn't be rude. So in time, though, he, at a certain point, he looked at me. What it was, he said, don't look at me like that. And that was the first time he started to engage with me. And I said, look at you like what? I'm not looking at you. And he started to talk. I know people think I'm a drunk. I'm not a drunk. I said, I'm not looking at you because you're a drunk. I'm not looking at you. So we began to have this. And those were our first interactions, were that he basically noticed my look. And I made him understand I was not trying to judge him. And I said, every time he mentioned, I said, I didn't say you're drunk and I never spoke these words or think these things. So I made sure he understood I'm not here to judge you or your behavior. And in time, we developed this relationship. So eventually, he understood what my look really meant, which is I don't want you to be harmful to yourself. And that's why then it switched to I'm not, you know, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. You don't need to worry, kind of thing. And at a certain point, I was like, really? You really think you know what you're doing? What if your liver, you know? And he's like, I think I'm doing my family a favor. So he went on this tale of how he was doing his family a favor. At that point, you're not going to try and talk to somebody about what could actually happen, because the reality is they're making up a bullshit line, okay? Because I was going to say, yeah, what are you doing a favor? You're going to end up in the hospital. You know, they're going to suffer bills, whatever. So long story short, though, why am I sharing this entire story? Because humanly speaking, it doesn't matter if it's a part of my oversoul or if it's a random person that I am engaging in. I will see them not working with who they are to help themselves, and it will make my heart sad. So for me, human being over here, it's been my entire, if you will, life, but I was a teenager as a kid, so that doesn't mean anything. As I got older, I got busy, and now that I am a person who is attachment and trauma informed, and I'm walking the streets, and I'm a mystic, I'm not thinking how many people should I throw a rock at. I'm thinking how many people can we help today to get out of that shit. Because the reality is that's what a brain of a person who is, FYI, a mystic, and it's not the 4D. It's a person who cares. The mystics of our past cared about people. The 4D, they take their names, they take their clairs, and they take all of this, and they're on Elsa's journey. They don't know their name. They don't know their inner child, and they don't get there. They're some superhero who's actually trying to heal their own inner child wounds by judging people around them. So they're projecting. When they use the word, for example, enabler, it's a person who still hasn't healed. If you do not know wholeness of yourself yet, you will not be able to be a person who can have space for all people. And when I hear any person who is being judgmental, I am whole. Thank you, Mother. So I will be a person who knows how to be quiet because I got taught how to share the floor. And then I will know that I'm meaningless to any person's well-being because it's your choice to save yourself if you have a shame cycle. And that will involve many mannerisms and habits that you can hide all you want. I don't care. Like I don't care about when somebody, it's not that I don't care, it's that I won't be able to talk to the adaptive child. And as you get older, that doesn't change. So using words doesn't matter to a person who has healthy self-worth because I'm living life according to my inner child. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not here to prove anything to you. And when I care, I care. And that's it. So I won't be holding back because you have unavailable emotional tendencies. I will know what I'm dealing with the minute that you give me your pattern, because you're a pattern of yourself, by the way. And that's why we don't have an oversoul that gets smaller. We have one that grows. And I also will share with you all, nobody needs to distance anyone, because when people don't want to look at themselves in the mirror, you know what they do? They don't look. And they won't look at a person like my friend. He only began to talk to me once, I don't even know why, but at a certain point he began, and then he realized, okay, she's not judging me. And he was able to notice that my stare is from the heart, not from a place of, I am judging you like a piece of shit. So he had been used to being looked at like a piece of shit. And that's why in my eyes at first he saw shame, but I wasn't looking at him to shame him. I was looking at him as a person. And it required us to speak to each other, though. And then it required for me to say, no, no, I'm not saying these things about you in my head. But it required them to believe me. If they didn't believe me, they could have just left it alone. Instead, they did believe me. And so that's why we began to become friends and we created a relationship. And that's where the resonance comes into the mix. So when a person cares about their oversoul, it's not only some people. And when somebody doesn't choose to speak to truth, and I already know that it's not my protection, meaning I am not harmed by a person's inner lack of well-being, but I am being protected because that way I don't have to watch them throw their life in the shithole. So, I mean, I actually look at it in a different way, because what I have noticed is people who shy away from love and they choose to stay within their inner non-well-being are people that are not taking care of themselves. That makes my heart sad and my mind sad, because I'm attachment trauma informed. The only evil that there is are people who need a good therapist, and all of them, not just some of them. So when I hear 4D mystics, they are not a representation of what a mystic is. They're a representation of spiritual bypassers at this point, and they didn't understand anything about the 5D plane. They still think that divinity is an entity, that source is an entity, and they're using textbooks to define their journey because they're not with a healed inner child. So when you have magical thinking and an adaptive child, there's a lot of different ways I could bring to you this conversation, and I don't want to. I want to talk about our relationships and our oversoul. And so nothing changes for a 5D mystic with the twin flames, soulmates, or any of our downloads. We learn, in fact, actually, thanks to our oversoul, when it comes to clairs, how to use them effectively, which means we don't have to share anything. We also learn that it's not true that 3D, 4D are separate, but, and 5D, meaning that we walk amongst the earth like anybody else. What I just shared with you with the story is nobody's going to shut out love if they're open to their inner child, essentially, and to themselves. So they'll create a relationship where they realize, okay, this person sees me as a human, like my friend, which that doesn't mean that I want to watch them do what they bring, and I don't with them. I have to watch if they're withering away or not. But what I can say is that thanks to them finding a bigger purpose, a bigger meaning, having a good job, they fix themselves up. So like when they were presenting themselves to my family, I noticed their improvement in not only the fact that they don't drink as much, but they looked better, their aura, the way they were trying to speak. So everything you'll notice when a person is getting better, because it's noticeable if you're taking care of yourself and if you're opening up to life. And it is when you find meaning and purpose. So everybody has different drivers, but the point is we are heard. And for a person who has a inner child that was shamed and that has attachment wounds, any person, They need to be welcomed. This is where we have our Sadhguru, the compulsive thief. It's a compulsiveness. Adaptive children have a maladaptive child behavior way. It's their childhood that they're playing out with everybody else. However, they are conscious of what they're doing. So if they don't choose to look at themselves in the mirror, or if something doesn't happen to help them regain life inside of them, okay? So if none of us have any meaning to anybody except for the opportunity. We're choice points for each other. We're choice points to become the version of ourselves that we want to. When you get to the end of Elsa's journey without doing it, so meaning without hitting rock bottom or without having to, you know, go through too much drama in your life, that's a good thing. That's a beautiful thing. It means you can say, okay, I got a three-year-old ego self. I'm going to go share it with the world. If you care about your oversoul and if you are mystic, you will be coming back over here for more, because you will feel like I do when you meet anyone who's not yet their full self. You're going to want them to know they can build a snowman too and not have to go through Elsa's journey. And that's because we have attachment trauma information that can explain, okay, your maladaptive child behavior, you're in your biological rudeness. I can describe to you structural dissociation. I can tell you about if people are interested. So that's for people who are like the Ask Maria. If you're going to ask me, I've decided to do it as a columnist opinionated. Okay, so for the paid subscription-based model content. And I will choose that as one of our first membership tiers on YouTube once we get to 1,000. So you ask Maria and I share with you food for thought. And the point is identifying the self-soothing habit, identifying a way to work with it, being creative, you know, things like that. So you can be a Pinocchio who leaves that island with ears and a tail and ready to become a real boy, to become your whole inner child. Once you have a healed inner child, you're not wearing a mask. You're working with who you are. And it's nice because you're the owner of you. My friend, he got lucky, meaning that he got a job that gave him more meaning. Now we need to see how far is he going to take his healing. We don't know. He might not take it much far and he'll stay Pinocchio with the ears and the tail, you know, and he doesn't ever move into his inner healed integrated brain, because that's the part. It's a choice to work to get yourself to a restorative embodiment. A lot of people live the modulated embodiment self, which is sympathetic. It's all people on Elsa's journey and they do in between. So, you know, we won't be around people who are complete donkeys. It's not because they're donkeys. It's because they won't want to be around the ones who are common sense, who are moderate, who are living life in a specific way. They will want to be, it's not even about want, is that they won't notice that they're around people who don't have healthy self-worth and that they're not part of society, okay? So that's not for us, okay? For the 5D collective, our collective is about building secure attachment within ourselves, differentiation of self, and then secure connections, relationships, like the one that I described. I love my friend. I'm happy he's better. I know that I mean nothing in how far he goes, but I am happy to see that there's still life that is within him, as I am with any person from my oversoul. So twin flames, soulmates, anytime I will pick up on anyone that I love, is that I will know that I'm not going to hold back just because of their not availability to have what is called a consistent way to communicate. And that's number one, but it's a free will choice. Okay, so conscious lovers choose to support each other. As a mystic, why am I doing one for mysticism? Because, see, this is the, there's never going to be, for those of you who are in the Enlightenment Soul Age group, I disconnect from somebody that's in my oversoul. And it's not something that you find weighs you down. Thanks, Mom. I'm not weighed down by people that chose human suffering love. I learn how to use my prefrontal cortex, like Daniel's Siegel presented to me, to differentiate, and that means you recalibrate, and then you know you don't mean anything, Shiva. So Kali doesn't even come into the room. You got Shiva, and then you got Krishna Lila. You get curious about yourself, whatever's going on, and you're already on the next stop to somewhere else, but you won't deny supporting. So sharing a message of love, here's where I'm gonna bring in my T1. I'll never forget, I asked him for some advice on this situation, that is the proof that I don't mean anything if a person chooses to lead themselves to their deathbed, okay? And he said, you know, anytime you can share love with somebody, I'm pretty sure they're going to appreciate to know that they're loved. Now, the deal is that, yes, somebody can appreciate that they're loved and they get that compassion and love. But if they're leading themselves down an unhealthy path, they will become an unhealthy human being. Does not mean anything except for what we see on movies, okay? So it's a personality type that has a not healed inner child, okay? So you're going to notice it if you're a empowered human being who has healthy emotional conversations, which involves passionate conflict as well, okay? So there's no Cuscos in town when you have men and women that can just speak about life and, you know, you have a good time. The ones who want to be tended to in a way of love me, and I know who they are from my life, for example, but they're not proactively getting better, well, life's going to hit them in the face. So you either get lucky with life and it gets you to keep living a little bit longer, like my friend, or you're going to get hit in the face at some point because you're going to be told, okay, your body, it needs you now, not tomorrow. And that's when somebody's going to have to fix that diet and fix that drinking habit and fix whatever. Okay, so that's not fun, but you get slapped once. Hopefully they take the message. And that's because we have people like that too. So again, there's different ways that you'll know who is doing what for themselves or not, but you don't go lecturing anyone. And for me, I pick up on the people however it is, but I will not take action unless I am called to, and that's where it's in moderation, by the way, because I did learn how, whether you share love consistently or not, as I was given the opportunity to know what it means, T1, it means nothing. If I give you that shared love, it doesn't mean that you are going to move into the version of yourself that is present with me. In fact, what can happen and what does happen is that we also have groups of people who are completely disconnected to us. So they love to be with us because we're secure connections, okay? And they will come to us with their three-year-old story, which is led by a teenager, okay? And that's not annoying. It's just something that happens, but you'll notice the disconnect. So I got people in my life like that too. And the ones who are still exploring their options, well, they come with other types of demands. Those ones are also interesting to get to work with because they bring to you what they want you to do with them. And that's when you're like, I'm so sorry, I'm not into any of that at all. No, not even a little bit. I need my rest. I need this. I need that, you know. And so you, as a healthy self-worth person, always will say no with a ventral vagal tone. Women, men, days, doesn't matter. The recalibration happens quite directly with the one-to-one. And so in all of my twin flame experiences, it's always been a, here's who I am, here's what I think of you, and it's usually a positive. With one of my twin flames, I had to say, I and you cannot do this, what you're wanting to do. It was not because I don't like them. I love the person. They're beautiful, but they're in a situation that I cannot be involved in. Plus, they don't, yeah, that's a long story that you've heard enough times. And that's where it's not something that makes my heart happy because they're armored in. So that inner child won't see the light of day unless this human being goes to get therapy. And I'm pretty sure they won't, unfortunately. Okay, so I had to disengage from them. And it was not because I didn't enjoy or understand the bond that they spoke to me. That's the very point. I do know the bond him and I have. And that's why I had to, though, make a choice at a certain point by realizing he's not hearing me. He only wants one thing, and that one thing he is not going to get. So I need to tell him to, you know, stop, fuck off. And I didn't say fuck off, but I just said, you're not going to get what you want. And you need to stop this now, and you need to, you know, remember what choices you made and just stop. Otherwise, I'm going to stop answering you at a certain point anyway. So you make up your mind, but this is done. We're done. And they did not, from that moment forth, reach out. And I did, though, get reached out by other people, because when a person's a pattern, again, they will, like clockwork, if you're a serial dater, for example, if you're a serial person who's monogamous instead of polyamorous and you cheat on your partner, okay, so a serial cheater, these are those compulsive activities that people in a shame cycle do. If they're armored in, they're not, you know, again, taking awareness. And if the people of their herd don't talk to them about, hey, okay, we're going to go have an intervention. So there's people that they actually, I got to watch, unfortunately, a human being as they shut themselves in their own shame cycle, and they had choice points where that didn't have to happen. That did not have to happen. And yet every time they had two wheels that I was able to participate, and I gave my support. I gave Reiki, I gave consulting, all of it as a friend, not the Reiki as a professional, but as a friend, the other stuff. And so here's where, again, if a person's deciding to do their, and it's not a conscious in the same way as some people think, but the long story short is they did have choices. They did have people talk to their face. They did have opportunity. They never got a household that said, we are having right now an intervention. We are taking you and you need some, you need serious help. None of the people who can say this said any of it. In fact, they did not and do not see it the same way. So the word enabler is ineffective when it comes to how people want to talk about people. If I meet family, and I know of families, and they all do not take trauma or attachment seriously, information, you can tell them whatever it is you want. I am attachment and trauma informed. They will not hear one fucking word that you're saying. They will think you're making a big deal out of this, that you know, every time anybody chooses to disregard the importance of this information, it's because they don't think of it the same way. They don't believe in it. They don't believe in neurobiology, neuroscience, and the mental health. They don't believe in compassion. They don't believe in kindness. They don't believe in humanity, and they don't get informed. So, I mean, it's up to my balls personally. Whenever I don't stop talking about it, but I will know when it's time to stop. Once I've shared enough and I see that you're not open to it, I've done whatever I could to share anything educational and possible with you so that you could learn about what your option is, which is to become a restorative embodiment of yourself, which is amazing. This is where the Enlightenment Soul Age Group is at. It's not some special gift to be in a body that feels gooey ooey. It's my inner child, and it's me without any shame button because I can be myself. Okay, so when a person has any form of insecurity, to share with them love is great. And that doesn't mean that they will expand. But if they don't have it at all, that is going to also be something not helpful. A true mystic, what I'm bringing to our group is that we will intuitively, but you need to be a restorative embodiment of yourself. So when I know, I know. I know where I still have opportunity for growth, and I know where it's stagnating. And I will know that I, Maria, your host here, is saved from having to be around somebody that I will not be able to look in the eye with any form of anything except for you are choosing a path that is not of your best interest, and you're actually now choosing a path that I'm also seeing you affect other people. And I am happy when I'm taken. I've always been taken out of having to deal with any of that. I have never had to look at a person's eyes that has chosen to lead themselves down a unfortunate, let me and my shame cycle be friends. And I say that I'm lucky and they are too, but I'm lucky because I don't want to look at them in the face, because I would tell them everything and my look will not be one that says, I'm going to shame you. No, my look is, wow, really? Like, I don't know that look because I can't look at myself in the eye. But from the story of my friend who didn't talk to me at first, remember? So just from him alone, I can say, okay, because this person completely, it was like I was a ghost. And I knew I wasn't because I even tapped him on the shoulder when I was talking to him. Like, I made sure that he knew I was there because I found it completely, like, weird that this man was not talking to me. And that's where the 4D, they don't translate to you what your oversoul and what relationships are. When a person is open to their self, that's when you pick them up. So I know out of my twin flames who is open, for example, to their growth, and my soulmates. And then I will know from my twin flames and my soulmates who is in their spot and where they want to be. Then there's no questions asked, and you're not bringing to them, hey, let me tell you about yourself. That's not how it works. If you're a mystic, you will know, again, your relationship. And it's not a gift, my lovely listeners. The divine feminine, what I learned about spirituality, Jesus, he didn't cast stones. He walked with all people. So I know equanimity and unflappability. I know how to use my prefrontal cortex. That third eye is not about the external. The people don't understand. It's about first you. Because again, they're still on Elsa's journey. So when instead, you know, I'm flawed, I'm imperfect, I'm nobody to cast a stone. I learned how not to cast a stone as a teenager. Because I felt this, when I recognized that I was saying, you're bad, you're good, you're bad, you're good, based on what I had gotten taught by the grown-ups. And then I said, well, the grown-ups had to teach me lines, because otherwise I wouldn't have known the difference, so I get it. But I'm not going to use those words that way. And today we have academics who are sharing, humans are not inherently good or evil. This is a bullshit way to organize them. And that's because they all will have attachment wounds if they're not able to be a happy one-year-old in a grown-up body and a happy three-year-old, okay? So long story short, when our oversoul is calling, we won't be, I'm afraid, siren, what do you want from me? Or, I'm a special superhero person. Oh, I know everything about you. Let me tell you what I know. It won't be any of that. When we hear that we're being called, we will evaluate based on what we will have experienced. Okay, so for example, there are those who are stagnating. And when I have been, quote unquote, called to them, I will know how I will not be acting any way, shape, or form. And that is when, in fact, they take action instead. And that is because we pick up on each other in the way that we feel. Okay? And so, like I said, doesn't mean they're open to themselves. And when you know that they're not open to themselves, but that you're a pattern of that person's, you know, wheel, you just know, if they want to see me or do something, they'll reach out. Because they will. If they're participating, they'll reach out with a conversation, by the way, which is really nice. Okay, so a conversation, an interaction, a way to let you know, I'm so appreciative of you here. We grow those relationships. We each have different love languages, which is why if somebody is an avoidant or is an ambivalent or disorganized, we don't say no. We learn how to walk with their needs. And they will walk with us if they want to be in a relationship with us. And that's something that is not confusing either, because the 5D collective knows healthy self-worth, okay? So, mystic or not, you know how to speak a functional adult love language. So that means I tell you what I think and what I feel. I'm not hiding anything. Nope, not even a little bit. And if you don't like it, when you bring to me, I don't like what you're doing, I will say, okay, here's why I was doing it. Here's it. And then if I cannot do what you're telling me and wanting from me, I'll say, look, I can't do this. Cannot. And you'll say, but yes, you can. I'll say, no, I'll say my 24 hours and I know what I can and I know what I can't. So you don't have to like it or accept it. I understand, but I'm letting you know what I cannot do. And I'm not asking about permission. I'm just informing you, okay? So there's a lot of different ways we always harmonize with our entire oversoul and we expand it. People who are, again, stagnating, we don't kick them out. We don't need to do anything. Life will bring them opportunity to get their health physical in check. As for emotional and mental, we support each other by being direct communicators. And that's where the divine masculines and divine feminines that are healthy, we will, in fact, always complement. We grow together. It is the most amazing growth when you can grow with a healthy, self-worth divine masculine, because their brain and their brain involves their left and right mode, because their inner child and heart is involved and the herd is involved. Okay, so they see in a way that a divine feminine, because we come from the heart outward. And so I'm always going to see how you have the opportunity to choose to grow. And they're going to see where you're choosing not to grow and, you know, just keep things organized that way. Again, it's helpful because we make a great pair. Okay, now polyamory or monoamory, this is the part where it doesn't matter which one you are, because if you're a healthy self-worth divine masculine or divine feminine, you have compersion for your partner and or partners. It means you want them to smile. You don't want them to be yours. They're not your property. So you're okay with sharing. And here's where you're not even, you know, going to do it that way. You're going to have a very serious, beautiful conversation. And that's because you love to be around each other and you enjoy each other. Okay, so healthy self-worth people, we chat and we laugh like you can hear in the background. And we come together and we become consistent, contingent communicators with each having our own love language. And the people, again, who are in different 3D, 4D, they don't get cut out. If they are expanding, they will be involved. We will be involved and we will just be involved in different, from different peripheral views. There's always room for anybody who is healing that inner child because they're choosing to be their self with you, okay? That's where it's about the true self that they've chosen. Authentic self obviously is something different, but what I'm saying with 3D, 4D is they've chosen what the reality of the world outside looks like. So it's like flat earthers. If I meet one, I'm not going to say I don't want to be friends with a flat earther. And I will not tease them about them being a flat earther. I'll be friends with them. I will hear them. I will be entertained and they will be entertained too. I can have political, religious, whatever, your own shit, right? Your own opinions and be around other people. This is what it means to be an emotional, self-aware grown-up. Okay, divine masculine, divine feminine. Because we know that the important stuff, we go and vote. We respect physical spaces. We talk. The part about talking. So what you see with the cancel culture and with people using mental health words, they're doing it wrong, all of them, that are telling you to cancel people. A healthy self-worth therapist will tell you about your inner child. I'm laughing because they will talk to you about a journey called therapy, and they will actually bring you to understand what projection is, like Patrick Tiahan, and they will help you understand why loving yourself first is confusing for the people who do not have their inner child, so they didn't get to the end of Elsa's journey. Okay, so the good therapists are informing people. It's not about what you see online. It's actually always going to be, wow, I have a challenging conversation ahead of me today. How am I going to prepare for that one? Well, let me think. I can't. Well, with the therapist, you can prepare, or you can prepare with yourself. You know what? I have had the opportunity. Thank you, Twin Flames. I've always had, and soulmates, with all of my lovely Twin Flames and soulmates, anyone from my oversoul, I have always had this, the opportunity to be vulnerable. And the more vulnerable, it doesn't make a difference. It is the same. It is, I'm going to tell you from my heart what I think and what I feel, and I'm going to tell it to you by voice in your face. And I'm going to let you know you're the one, and I'm going to hear you if you say you're not. Okay? And then I'm going to respect that because I'm not there to make you see me as anything. I shared with you what I feel. Okay, and that's why we don't have a saga with our twin flame or flames or soulmates. Relationships are grown when people want to be in each other's emotional life for real and not pretend. So you have to be available to your own emotional plane and your own inner child if you don't want to share who you are. And that's where, even if it's a masked Cusco, again, Cusco and Pacha stay friends. Just saying, okay? So our oversoul expands. When you see people cutting each other's cords and canceling, they're not people who yet have their inner child in the forefront. So they don't know that they have a three-year-old too. The ones of us who do, we go out and play. We have a snowman or a snow woman or a snow day, and we enjoy it. And that's why it's not going to be different. Whether you're a mystic or not, you're going to grow your herd because it's beautiful to be in the 20 and 24 year with attachment and trauma information and to support people to get a handle on that inner child of theirs for the ones who are opened to their self, to their heart. And we're going to end with that one. So again, if you want to ask Maria, you get paid subscribers on our listening podcast episodes, and eventually we're going to have on YouTube. And then there's also, you just subscribe for the regular episodes, the free subscribing should be available anywhere, Spotify, Amazon, you name it. And then, yeah, go visit on YouTube. We had a couple of videos yesterday, and oh, I'm not sure if I will be skipping some days of podcasting this week. So I've decided that I might not be able to do what I want to do, and I'm traveling. And so you'll be notified at least a day prior in case. And if not, though, and you see that there's not an episode, it's because I wasn't able to get one online. Okay, so I hope you have a wonderful day.